ArrowwayFord.com.
100.7 WHUD. Good morning, 847 with Mike and Casey.
And of course, we always love to have on David Cone on the show. He's a five-time All-Star, a five-time world champion, the pitcher of a perfect game in 1999, and now he's a Yes commentator for the Yankees. So why was he in Sleepy Hollow yesterday, playing in a golf tournament?
Well, it's Joe Torre, obviously. Joe's not only a good friend, he was a great manager and a great human being for starting the Safe at Home Foundation and telling his own personal story.
You know, I remember when you were still a player, I told you one time that Torre told me you were the only pitcher he ever had faith in to tell him the truth about whether he was done or not. That was really quite a thing because he didn't believe most pitchers.
No, you know, that's a hitter-pitcher thing. Obviously, Joe was a great player and a great hitter, so you know, that's normal. But the thing Joe did so well as a manager was he allowed us to police ourselves in the clubhouse. He allowed the leaders in the clubhouse among the players to kind of take matters into their own hands so that when Joe did have a team meeting, it was that much more effective.
All right, so what are the Yankees going to do, you think, here at the deadline? Are they going to be buyers still?
I think they're in it. You know, the Yankees are in just about everything. You know, Brian Cashman checks every door. He makes every phone call. So he's connected to everybody and everything. The question is the price tag and whether or not the Yankees, who have a lot of prospects, are willing to meet whatever price tag's out there.
And one of the things people don't understand, but you talk about it on the air, is that they're not going to be able to protect all these prospects eventually. They can only put 40 men on the 40-man roster.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, you know, is roster construction. And, you know, the rules have been changed a little bit. But after you've been in the minor leagues for 4 years, you have to be protected or allowed to potentially go somewhere else in a draft. So, you know, the Yankees have to decide which prospects they want to protect and which ones they're going to have to trade, because at some point that decision has to be made or else you risk losing some of your talent.
Okay, one more thing. We had a listener bid $1,000 to be on the field against you Saturday with the Bernie Williams All-Star Game. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool. Right? And it's my first time participating, you know, in Bernie's softball game. So I better bring my A game because these people are gunning for me.
And they're bringing in Mariano to close out the game.
Perfect. I bet he can still throw. You know, Mariano's in great shape. I bet he could go right now and throw a cutter right on the black.
Well, we'll see. Tomorrow, Ridgefield at 1 o'clock. A charity softball game. David is there for the first time. Mariano is scheduled to be there for the first time with Bernie Williams.
Throw a cutter right on the black.
Yeah.
Is that
right
what he said?
Right on the edge of the plate. Yeah, they call it on the black.
That sounded so sporty.
Well, he's a great analyst on Yes. He really knows his stuff. And we'll see. The trading deadline I referred to is Monday.
Okay.
Well, the Mets already got rid of Lucas Duda last night. In fact, he's going to play against the Yankees tonight at the stadium, it appears.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see who makes what moves.
We'll be watching.
And reporting, sure, right here at WHUD where it's 850.